Well, thanks so much for joining us here on Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast. There's a program that involves Union County businesses and Cranford businesses in particular. It's run by the Union County Educational Services Commission. I'm joined today on the podcast by Josh Bornstein. He is the director of the Work Readiness Academy, and Dr. Leja Patel. She is the owner of South Avenue Dental on South Avenue. Leja, Josh, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to be here, Bernie. Thanks so much for having you.
Wonderful to have you. And I think the best place to start off, because I certainly was not familiar with this program before I learned a little bit about it recently, is to give folks a little bit of an understanding. Why don't we start with a bigger picture? What is the Union County Educational Services Commission, Josh?
That's a great question, Bernie. We like to say that we're one of the best kept secrets here in Union County. We're a special education or special services school district that's operated publicly. You know, we service students from across Union County, from the 21 different, municipalities. And essentially, we're here to operate specialized schools and provide services that the school districts themselves have difficulty operating on their own. You know, we're filling gaps for those students and those populations that have more specific needs.
And tell me a little more specifically about what the Work Readiness Academy is, if you would.
Sure. So this is a program that started back in 2016, and really it was in response to the growing population of young people with disabilities, specifically autism, and a need for programming that would help them to bridge from school into adult life with a real focus on preparing kids for employment. So when we sat down and said, what's the best way to help young people with disabilities to prepare for work? We thought we need to get them out of the classroom and out of our school buildings and into the community, because the best preparation, to understand and be prepared to work and live and respond to what happens in the community is to be there. So we established the Work Readiness Academy, and it's really a program that provides job skills training pretty intensively to students who are between the ages of 18 and 21 with disabilities, who come from Cranford and, other neighboring towns around Union County. And the kids are out in the community 70%, of their week, rather than being sort of in school in a classroom. And then we complement that with some other programming.
Well, you mentioned, Josh, that you are one of the best kept secrets. Where is the school itself for when they are doing the classroom work? Where is that located? Where do these students normally attend class?
So currently we're actually in Union, New Jersey, right near Kane University. But that's a new location for us that we moved in about a year ago to, because our program was expanding. Prior to that, we were in Westfield, right near the Summit Medical Group's urgent care on Springfield Avenue, sort of just as you're leaving Cranford into sort of that line between Mountainside and Westfield. So that's where our program sits right now. But the Union County ESC actually operates a number of different schools around the county that sit in Westfield and Scotch Plains as well.
I mentioned that there are a number of Cranford businesses that participate. Obviously, South Avenue Dental is one of those. But tell me about the other Cranford businesses that are part of this Work Readiness Academy, if you would, please.
Sure. We're really overwhelmed, at the participation that we've received since we, met with, downtown Cranford and the board 3 years ago, and sort of pitched this idea, and had a couple of businesses initially that signed on with us. But today, or at this point, we've actually worked with a total of 12 businesses across the town of Cranford, including 10 that, that sit right in the downtown. Aside from South Avenue Dental, we have also worked with Hilltop Bicycle, Mr. J's Deli, Cake Artist Cafe, the former Breadsmith, which is now going through a transition. We hope to continue with them. Sweet and Fancy Emporium, Keating Physical Therapy, Augusta May Boutique, the Legacy Salon, Walgreens Pharmacy, TC Graphics, Home Power Yoga, and also Cranford Theater. They've been working with us very closely in a number of different ways since the beginning.
Josh, was there any particular reason that you decided to approach Cranford businesses with this idea?
When we were thinking about, which town to approach about this unique sort of partnership, I immediately thought of Cranford, not just because, I'm a resident here, but because it's been clear that, that the town has been been making real strides towards increasing its inclusivity. And I think that there's a number of different ways, right, that a town or a business can be inclusive, and sort of the including and recognizing of the strengths of, you know, of people with disabilities is a really important piece to that. So I think Cranford was, you know, the perfect target and partner for this type of a program. And, you know, we're thrilled with how it's worked out.
This is a diverse group of businesses. So when students are placed with these businesses, do they have a particular interest? Let's say they are interested in food services, or they're interested in medical, and you try to connect it, or is it just general work experience, some of the things that go along with working, having to be on time, and all those kinds of responsibilities that you're trying to teach?
You know, I think that is actually a misconception that a lot of people have, is that we're trying to match kids with their interests. And while we like to do that, really, what you said there in the second part of that question, Bernie, is what we're after, which is really trying to focus on helping students to develop critical employability skills, right? We want them to practice the behaviors that we know are going to help them get a job and, more importantly, keep a job. And really, we feel that we can do that in almost any environment, and we can generalize that. Now, sometimes, you know, we have to keep in mind student strengths and also student limitations, you know, so if there's a fine motor challenge, then we wouldn't want to put them in an environment where they have to be decorating cakes, you know, very, very delicately. Although sometimes we've challenged that too. And we've said, well, let's see if our student can do that. So we're after an opportunity to expose kids to a variety of different settings so that they can build those skills.
Dr. Patel, you have hosted at least one, maybe more than one student as part of this program at your practice on South Avenue. Tell us a little bit about what the students do while they're working with you, if you would, please.
So we're on our third intern so far. They help us with instruments and sterilization, and making sure that the flow in the office is going through with our patients coming in and out. So it really is critical, because in sterilization, there's a number of rules that you have to follow. And they've picked up these details, and they've helped our flow with the patient turnover and making sure that instruments are getting sterilized on time, and that everything is packaged neatly, and they go through the different protocols very precisely. So it's been really great as far as sterilization goes. They also help us in restocking the rooms and making sure that we have enough recall bags and hygiene bags ready for the week. So they come in once a week, they help us for a couple of hours, but we've really depend on them with these different tasks.
Now, like anything, any new job that anybody gets or goes into a new school, there's a learning curve when you first get there and trying to figure out how everything works, the culture of the business, et cetera. What is that process a little bit like for the interns that have come to you in terms of first walking in the door that first day, and by the time you're ready to say so long?
Our team has learned to, because it's our third round, we've learned to be able to help coach them through the process. And initially, we start off slow. We make sure they understand all the basics. They take pictures of all the way the instruments are set up. They go ahead and they study it. They come back, and then they're ready to go ahead and start going. And once they get into their routine, they just fly by. Sometimes they come in on their own. They just start off, and we are completely impressed.
You talk about I talked about a learning curve for the students, but there's also a learning curve for you and your employees. What are some of the things that you've learned through this program now that you're on the third round?
Well, we've learned how critical they are through our week. So when they take off for a week, we feel it. Someone else has to pick up their tasks. We learn the hard way. We're like, wait, how come we don't have any bags ready? How come we don't have the flow going? So we're like, oh, Thomas didn't come in this week. So that's how we learn the hard way in our practice. But also what we've learned, which is even a bigger impact, is their positive energy that they come in with. And so they know every one of our team members' names. They know what something about their lives, and we know something about them. And it's really nice. It's really nice to be able to connect with them. Every one of our interns comes in with a unique personality, which we've seen different ways to interact, and it's really nice.
If another business person were to come to you and say, Dr. Patel, I've heard about this program, I'm considering becoming part of it, what might you say to that person to encourage them to participate?
I would tell them that they should definitely go for it. I think it benefits us more than maybe even it benefits them. Like, as a team, we really feel uplifted. We are really honored to be a part of the program. And we started just 2 years ago in our practice, and our team is small, but it's given us a big impact.
Josh, tell me a little bit about the things you're looking for when you reach out to businesses in terms of participants.
Sure. I mean, obviously, we're looking for folks that are open-minded and understand the mission, you know, of our program. And I think, you know, Dr. Patel and her team are a great example of that, you know, where while they may not have had so much experience, you know, previously working with individuals with disabilities, they, you know, were eager to learn more and to partner with us and to sort of embrace our program. I think we're also looking for, you know, businesses that don't necessarily always fall into the stereotypical categories that you might think of people working, people with disabilities working, right? Which is often foods and retail and cleaning. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I really wanted to invite, you know, Ludge on for us for this podcast, because I think that it's important for people to see folks with disabilities working in more professional environments and recognizing that they can bring real value and that they can be productive. So open-mindedness and also, you know, industries that we haven't tapped are those that we're looking for.
Ledger, we talked about that learning curve, both for the student and for the business. You're now on the third round. Obviously, as you go through something like this, you think of things that maybe could be improved or expanded. What are some of the ideas that you have as you've gone through this to see how it might grow in the years ahead?
We have a big dental computer system where we can help them put in data entries and maybe do some insurance verifications and things like that that can help us, because that can get overwhelming over time. And they are critical steps that we entail, and we can definitely bring them on to start doing that as well.
Tell me a little bit about South Avenue Dental and some of the things that you offer there and why you ended up coming to Cranford.
I'll start with why I ended up coming to Cranford. So my family and I moved to Westfield about 5 years ago, and I joined Home Power Yoga about 4 years ago. And when I met the community, I was like, this is a very unique community. And I knew I wanted to start a practice near home, and Cranford was very different, and Home Power Yoga showed me how Cranford can be a community that I can start my own practice and take care of the people there. So we found this location right in downtown Cranford, and my intent was to provide a service, or dental service, where, you know, we have a lot of patients that are phobic and or have a phobia, dental phobia, and we wanted to be a place where we can be warm and welcoming and authentic and provide a comprehensive dental care experience for our patients. And so that's what we've been working on. And the community has been very supportive so far, and it's been going great.
Josh, for somebody who's listening to this, who is a business person and might like to participate or at least get some more information, how might they best go about doing that?
If it's a Cranford business that I pop into a lot, we can say hi and have a conversation in person, which actually has happened. In fact, you know, that's how Ledge and I kind of met. I'm in town, but otherwise, you know, they can reach out to me via email at jbornstein@ucesc.org, or they can just get in touch with the downtown Cranford folks, you know, and Karen Demian, and they'll make that connection for us.
Great. Well, again, we will have a link in the show notes, both for this particular program as well as South Avenue Dental. So anyone who wants to get more information on either one or both can simply click on that and they'll be brought directly to the sites. I want to thank you both. We've been speaking on this episode of Cranford Radio with Dr. Ledger Patel. She is the owner and the dentist at South Avenue Dental, and Josh Bornstein, the director of the Work Readiness Academy for the Union County Educational Services Commission. Josh, Ledger, thank you so much for being part of the podcast.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie.